Despite constant warnings and advice, Malaysians still seem to be disobeying the simple rules and regulations set in order to avoid a mass spread of the COVID-19 virus. From panic buying to flocking in crowds at supermarkets, it's unsure as to what our government can do to get it through these stubborn Malaysians' heads that they need to stay home, avoid crowds and stop panic buying. Muz Muzi took to their Facebook profile to showcase an incident in which Malaysians can be seen crowding the non-halal section of an NSK hypermarket at the Brem Mall in Kepong. They wrote, "Please be someone that uses their brains. I went to the NSK near my house this morning to buy groceries. As a result, I saw a crowd of people at the entrance. The security staff asked everyone to line up, but it seems that they have been at home for too long so their hearing has deteriorated. Too many people were crowding the entrance so I switched to the non-halal department to buy some pork and head home. But I saw aunties and other people crowding to buy pork and bought a few big bags each. It seems that their refrigerator must be enviously big. Instead of worrying about their health, one lady even asked Muz Muzi, who was keeping a safe distance from the crowd, how he expected to buy pork if he's standing so far away. An auntie said to me, 'Boy, how can you buy anything from so far away?' To which I replied, 'Everyone is crowding that area, it's actually very dangerous. If one of them has the virus, then we're all screwed,' he added." What the auntie said next is utterly baffling and shocking. The auntie told him that the viruses only attack a certain race and assured him that it's safe here. After hearing this, I held my breath and slowly told her, "Auntie, the virus does not see race, it is omnipresent." Angrily, I turned and left to go home, he said. Later he returned to NSK when there were less people but, he stumbled upon someone who just couldn't seem to obey simple rules. "Because I didn't buy much, I queued at the fast lane. An uncle came and queued behind me, pushing a trolley. The staff politely told him, 'Uncle, sorry, this lane is not for trolleys. The next lane is the trolley lane.' The uncle then picked up a basket and started angrily move the contents of the trolley into the basket. He then left the trolley in place and didn't bother that it was blocking the way. In fact, I don't think there was anyone queuing at the trolley lane, why didn't he just push the trolley there? What's worse is that the uncle, with his basket, decided to cut the queue in front of Muz Muzi, to which he was told by the NSK staff to queue up properly. The uncle was unsatisfied and stood right behind Muz Muzi without bothering with social distancing. The NSK staff then had to tell the uncle to stand a meter away and that there were markers on the floor to indicate where he should stand. The uncle completely lost his mind and started scolding and cursing at the NSK staff Mandarin, much to Muz Muzi's disbelief. I couldn't take it anymore, turned around and said to him, "Uncle, this is how it is. If you want to use the trolley then you have to queue there, the queue here is for baskets only." He then scolded me back saying, "Me scolding them has nothing to do with you, why are you being such a busybody?" The two quarreled in Chinese for a while before Muz Muzi decided to speak up against the uncle in Malay so that the staff could understand. "They are just workers following instructions, why would you scold people who are doing their jobs, and with Chinese curse words nonetheless? You think that just because they don't know, you can scold them? I am Chinese too, I can hear it, it's rude, what a disgrace to Chinese people," he said in Malay. After hearing Muz Muzi speaking in Malay, the uncle calmed down as others around Muz Muzi as well as the NSK staff told him not to be angry and thanked him for speaking up for them. "It's okay, we understand, thank you so much for being willing to speak for us," the NSK staff told him when he apologized to them for the uncle's behavior. "It's not okay to break the rules and restrictions of the movement control order as well as not adhering to social distancing, but it's even more not okay to attack, bully and abuse those who are abiding to the laws and are trying to keep people safe during such trying times. We genuinely hope that more people are like Muz Muzi and stand up for those who have to be out to do their jobs while the rest of us are allowed to stay at home where it is safe. And of course, always speak out for one another, regardless of race. Because idiots are not differentiated through skin color, right?" Winking face. Also read, "Thanks to movement restrictions, these elephants will never have to carry tourists ever again." You have reached the end of this story.